Joining us right now, Dr. Dina Simmons. She's an orthopedic surgeon at the Charlotte Makeke Hospital. She's founder of the Adopt a Doc initiative. Also joined by Dr. Yakira Amoyles, who is an intern at the hospital and has assisted in getting Adopt a Doc initiative off the ground. Dr. Dina Simmons, a very good morning. Let's start with you. What is the Adopt a Doc initiative?
Good morning. Thanks for having us here this morning. So Adopt a Doc was something born out of a lot of helplessness and frustration during the unrest which occurred nearly 2 weeks ago now. And basically wanting to try and make an impact, and having spoken to Yakira, and one of the biggest concerns among the interns during that unrest was firstly the fact that this is just yet another place where they are struggling and they're burning out. In addition to which, add to that having to drive through looting and unrest to get to work and really feeling unsafe and not really knowing how to look after themselves. So what we've done is we've put together a pack which is a little bit of pampering, a little bit of hopefully a cupcake and some of the nice stuff, but more importantly, some tools that they could use, including a pepper spray, including some training to try and keep them a little bit safer, try and give them a little bit more empowerment over their safety, and also some motivational speakers, trying to help them through this rough period, the last year and a half of rough period, really. And some comedy and some entertainment as well thrown in there. So we've asked people to basically fund a pack for a doctor in the hope that we can reach all the very junior doctors at least three of our local provincial hospitals.
That's an incredible, incredible initiative. Dr. Yakira Amoyles, tell us about your experience as an intern.
Okay, thank you so much for having us, and we really are excited to be able to promote this initiative with you. I think I'm going to start with saying internship is a difficult experience. You're very junior, you're working very long hours, you're faced with a lot of challenges, a lot of hierarchy and systemic issues within the medical system. And this is something I've always been very aware of. But for my year and the year below me, we've also been facing a pandemic, and really and truly it feels sometimes like we completed basic training in the army and then got sent to war with nothing else. We've been battling, now we are on our third wave of COVID, and the stress of that on top of everything else for a lot of people has been very overwhelming. And really and truly, I think, there was civil unrest last week, just was an added thing to that, because what people don't realize is not only were we now seeing a ton of COVID patients, we also had to deal with all the trauma from those riots, but also had to drive through areas in the middle of the night. I had to drive, for example, to work at 10 o'clock at night.
And ill-equipped.
In the middle of all these riots.
And untrained for this type of a situation.
I think we have a lot of training, and I kindly have started an organization to promote the outside training. I think we have incredible medical training. Where we maybe are lacking is in, on a personal level. You know, there's a failing to teach junior healthcare workers resilience training and coping skills and the other aspects that come with the job outside of just the technical knowledge, which is something I'm very passionate about, and I've started an organization to promote. And that's why when I saw Dr. Simmons's post, I just really and truly as an intern was so excited to see a consultant care and show interest. Very, very often as juniors, we often feel a little
quite
bit alone. So when you see seniors really, and in terms of what Dr. Simmons has done to show that she realizes that if this is so intense for seniors, it's so much sometimes worse for the juniors who don't have the experience to fall back on. I just wanted to get behind that and promote it and really just thank her for her efforts in trying to help us, actually.
Going back to Dr. Dina Simmons, what made you recognize that this is such a concern. As Yakira was just saying, and I think that's right, is everybody was dealing, has been dealing with such a tremendous amount of stuff that it's very hard to look outward and see other people in your profession battling even more than you might be. What made you aware of this?
So basically where I work, so I have been at Charlotte for 10 years. I run the undergraduate program for orthopedics. So I have a lot of dealings with students, with the junior doctors as well. I have an intern usually working with me. Now, I'm sure you're aware our Charlotte interns have had an additional stress because remember they've been redeployed all over the province into provincial hospitals because of the fire and the subsequent closure. So I have been aware the last few months of the incredible stress they're under because they're in working in a different hospital under different conditions, with different conditions of employment. And really being under the spotlight, you know, there's a lot of infighting. Oh, the Charlotte interns this and the Charlotte interns that. So they really have had a rough time. And I just, you know, our junior doctors, I've been there. Internship is a rough time at the best of times. And I think our current group has had the worst of times. I'm a senior doctor and yes, COVID has had a huge impact on the way we work as well as the fire. And I've had to set up my unit in a different hospital. And, but you know, I think after 10 years, you develop a certain amount of resilience and a certain amount of being able to stand away from a situation, which we develop as we go, as we deal with patients and problems and politics. You know, the problem with the interns is really this is their first job. This is coming straight out of training into a totally crazy situation where you can be redeployed tomorrow to a different ward. And right throughout COVID, I think our junior doctors have taken more strain because obviously they're the most generalized doctors. So they're the first ones to get redeployed where they're needed. You know, if you ask me to look after medical patients, I'm not always the right person to ask about x-rays and intubations and ventilations. But our junior doctors are still general enough that they can be useful anywhere.
Right. So they're the most vulnerable in that regard. If anybody wants to assist with a doctor doc, whether it's a donation or an idea or some form to help in some form, how do they go about doing that?
So there are a lot of ways to contact me. So they can WhatsApp me and I will then send them the bank details and the details of a doctor doc very happily. I can give you that number.
No, let's rather if anybody needs, well, what you can do is I have your details. If anybody wants that information, sure. Rather just send that to me, send me an SMS on 34519 or a telegram on 0618951019 and we will most certainly put them in contact with
that's
you.
Perfect. So they can contact me otherwise through Facebook. We've got Joburg Jewish Mommies on board. So
lovely.
All the details are up there as well.
Right.
Through my Facebook Messenger, through Dr. Emmels, they can reach us through anyone really.